And good morning. Welcome to City Edition here on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM, the talk of the town, the program we get you up to date on what's going on in the city of Great Bend. Great Bend Police Chief Steve Hallmark joining us on the program today. Long walk over here, or was it? Yeah, that probably went pretty good for you, I'd say.
It would have been easy. I actually was just coming back from lunch, so I did drive this
time. Okay, all right. How are the new digs going?
Everything is great. Actually, very excited. I finally got pretty much everything unpacked, I think. You know, we got moved in there and then still doing business as usual. It took a little bit of time to get that done, but everybody's excited. Things are going really well. We've been able to host a couple of meetings over there, and we're hosting one this week with the area chiefs and sheriff, and that's something we haven't been able to do in the past. So there's a lot of good things going on over there.
So day-to-day operations, we said it'd make things a lot easier. I mean, kind of tell me those changes that we were talking about and how they've come to fruition now and what's going on over there.
Well, so, yeah, for one thing, starting in the morning, every day we have a briefing by the outgoing sergeant. And at the old building, if you remember, we had the stairwell, and we would just stand around the stairwell and chat. And we actually were able to make it a little bit more professional. We go into the conference room and sit down and have a discussion. If there's things that need to be rehashed or assigned for follow-up, then we can do that there. And then, you know, over in the detective side of the house, the detective lieutenant meets with all of her detectives after that meeting every day, and they kind of plan out their day. And, you know, the flow of information, the offices are just set up better. Everything is just more conducive.
Yeah, I was going to say, so communication-wise, everybody's sitting down. You don't have to worry about, you know, Sergeant Johnson or somebody is out of view because he's around the corner because he can't fit in there. But everybody's right there, so that probably better conversation and better communication, I would think.
Absolutely, and it just, you know, it was really well thought out, and we had the advantage of our architectural firm. The architect who was assigned to it had been doing that almost exclusively for 20 years or so. So we came to the table with our thoughts and ideas, and then he kind of made it all work.
How's City Court running? I mean, I know you're not in charge of that, but it's in the same building. But compared to the old setup,
I think it's going really well. And you know, we've had several visitors and people from other cities that are looking at doing some things come over, and they're just really impressed with that courtroom. And it's going really well.
Steve Hallmark with us, Great Bend Police Chief on the program today. Department wise, let's talk about some of the training that's been taking place with your officers.
Sure. We're getting ready to send some guys here in a week or so to the Kansas Narcotics Officers Association. That's a conference that lasts the better part of a week. We just transitioned to new firearms. So everybody's been doing firearms training, and we added a red dot reflex sight on top of the gun. So that's a new thing for most of the guys. So that's a little bit of a learning curve. But, yeah, we're just trying to stay ahead of it. We've had a few guys go away for different specialized trainings, different interdiction stuff, and some, unfortunately, narcotics training, because that's kind of a big thing that we see pretty regularly here.
Yeah, you guys have been busy on some of that side. We've seen the press releases and some drug busts, in to say it like that. And does that mean we've got an increasing problem, or we're just being a little bit more aggressive on that?
I don't think it's an increasing problem. I think it's just it's always going to be there. You cut off the head of a snake, and and you know, somebody else is going to fill that void. But I don't know that it's increasing. And you know, when you have people, unfortunately, who have that addiction, they're going to find a way to fill their need. And so we're constantly working towards that and trying to be as aggressive as we can. And occasionally we get a little lucky.
Okay. So with you mentioned narcotics training and things that we have and, you know, dangerous drugs coming across that your officers can come into contact to, what kind of retraining has that meant?
Well, I mean, you remember those shows from the 70s where the cop would take a little bit of cocaine and taste it. None. But
you do that now, you might be dead.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, and a lot of the drugs that we're seeing, especially the harder drugs, are being corrupted with fentanyl. And fentanyl is very dangerous. Obviously, it can take just a little bit, can kill somebody. So we're taking precautions whenever we handle something, certainly wearing gloves a whole lot more. And all of our officers have been issued Narcan. So if they were to be exposed to that, they're able to, you know, come back from that. Or, you know, if we run into somebody in the field, we'd be able to use that as well.
Yeah, more things that you have to deal with right now. How's staffing going at the police department right now, Steve?
We're doing pretty good. We're actually a couple people short, but we're not in any kind of critical situation currently. So, yeah, we're doing pretty good. We've got some good applications in the pipeline, too. So.
Okay. As far as any promotions recently or things like that?
Not recently, but we do have a couple guys that have, we've got a couple dog canine positions that are open right now. Okay. Got some interest in that. So we've got some testing coming up first week of next month. So we'll be filling those jobs. There's a lot of interest in that.
So you get good. So if you're looking for a canine officer, there's plenty of guys that want to step into that or available.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, that's a big commitment. And we ask the guys to,
yeah,
to commit to that role for 4 years because of the amount of time and money and we put into the training of that guy. And then, you know, there's the stress on the canine partner. You don't want to move them around too much.
Okay. The canines, how many do we have right now?
We have one right now and we're going to purchase one more this year.
Okay. Tell me about our dog we have now.
Well, that would be Nico. And Nico's handler has decided to step back and do something a little different. We did have a second canine, Minta. And her handler, Taylor Reed, decided to go to work for the county sheriff's department. And as I stated a minute ago, I didn't want to separate the dog and the handler, and they work really well together. So the sheriff and I came to terms, and so the sheriff's department now has a second dog.
Okay. So that was, yeah. I think there's another swap part of that in there. Maybe that was with the Ellsworth County Sheriff. I don't know.
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah. But we have a great relationship with the sheriff's department here, and the important thing is keeping that team in our community.
In a county this size, that's, you know, you've got the county conducting operations inside the city of Great Bend, outside.
Sure.
And this is the largest hub, so thank goodness there's a good relationship there.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate. Those guys are a good group of professionals that work over there, and they've got some good leadership, and don't have anything negative to say about them.
Okay, well, I was hoping to get Bell and Deer's coming in about a week and a half, so I thought we'd stir something up here on the program today. Steve Hallmark joining us here on City Edition on KVGB. Back with more right after this. Steve Hallmark with us here on City Edition today on KVGB. And Steve, of course, Super Bowl celebration. I mean, you're very familiar with the Kansas City area. You're in, sure, Kansas City, Kansas. And I would imagine something like that happens. You're looking at different things than a lot of other people are doing. Is that things unfolding? What are you noticing that day? And it was really impressive, I thought, to see. And I don't know nothing about it, but it seemed like it was well organized as a response, an emergency response. People, how do you know how to do that? I'm sure there's some training involved.
There is training involved, sure. And a lot of it is repetitions. And obviously a parade is not something that those guys do all the time. But big crowd management is not anything that any of them are not exposed to on a pretty regular basis. So. You know, again, it's just coordination, communication, and professionalism. And I'd echo what you were saying. I think that the response was impressive, and it was fast. And it's unfortunate that happened, but we had some good people in the right places.
So how do you do that? Because I was asking you, it looked like there were some Kansas Highway Patrol troopers. I asked you, KCK, mm-hmm, police department, go cross lines to, sure, help out with something like that?
They do. On something as big as that, they have to rely on neighboring agencies for assistance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're going to have an incident commander. So there's that one person who's in charge, but there's different levels, and then there's an operation plan. So everybody who's there kind of knows their role, and that might be, you know, a sniper up on top of a tower for Overwatch, or that might be you're controlling traffic at this intersection, but everybody has an assignment.
And of course I forgot that you mentioned that we had a driver that was, mm-hmm, heading down there. Could have run over. That was at the 2021.
Right. That they had an individual that was failing to yield for the police and was headed towards that crowd, but it was actually kind of humorous in my opinion. An Independence, Missouri officer jumped in a Kansas City, Missouri car and rammed him and stopped the threat. But I thought it was humorous that he didn't use his own car.
He didn't use his own car. Oh, there's one sitting there. Well, right. go and get in that. What's some of the other things that you probably would assume that would have been going on that day? Something like that with so many officers there.
Well, you know, there's so many different things. You know, you've got the VIPs, so they're going to try to take care of those. So you've got people assigned to that. You've got, you know, your response to the threat, and that's where, you see all the guys moving towards. The biggest thing that would have been an issue, I think, is the communication aspect, especially when you have multiple agencies. So you have to, you know, tie into one radio so you're all hearing the right information in real time. And, you know, sometimes that can be an issue. But fortunately, it didn't sound like it was the other day, and that was you know, it was unfortunate that it ended the way it did, but they were able to detain those people, and it happened pretty quickly. And I think the response from the civilians who intervened was just phenomenal.
I really find it interesting when you have a city like Kansas City, that's a state line that goes through there. What kind of cooperation goes on between police agencies, say, in Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri? Are you on the same radio frequencies? How does that work?
No, you're not on the same radio frequencies, but there are regional channels that you can switch to, so okay. you can talk. And, you know, there are events sometimes, a car chase, for example, or, you know, a big accident up on the viaduct where you might have to work both sides of the state line. So you can switch to a shared frequency. It's a regional channel. And I'm sure that that's probably what they did for this event.
How's 911 work? Is it Kansas City 911 or is it KCK 911?
Yep, both states have their own. So, and oftentimes people might not know where they're at, or it might go to one or the other, and when it inadvertently. So the dispatchers are pretty good at you know, forwarding those calls and getting the right people to the right scenes.
So if you're in a chase and the guy, you're in KCK police, they cross that state line, you have to stop. Is it like a on TV? Well, he got to the state line. I can't chase him anymore.
So I'm going to give you a real short answer on that. No, you don't have to. It depends on your policy. Your policy would dictate. But by law, no, you don't have to stop.
Okay. All right. Steve Hallmark with us. I'm not done with you yet here. So it's really cool downtown Kansas City right now. Of course, we saw the incident at the Crown Plaza here recently, and that was inside. This was an outside thing. And is it safe down there? I mean, I was there this summer and didn't feel, I mean, does Kansas City have a big gang problem, do you think? I mean,
it's all about perspective, I guess. There are gangs for sure. But is it, I don't feel unsafe down there. Very rarely feel unsafe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And it just depends on your level of comfort around different things. But there are gangs and there are some bad people there, more so than here. And that's one of the reasons that I enjoy this community.
If someone says, keep your head on a swivel if you're down there, well, I don't know if that's a good term, but what are some things you need to keep in mind when you're in a larger city where, like here, you know, we just kind of walk wherever we want to.
Sure. Well, the biggest thing, and I've always preached this, is just situational awareness. You know where you're at, know who's around, pay attention to what people are doing. And it can be a little bit stressful doing that all the time. But that's the biggest thing. Just know where you're at and, you know, maybe know where the exits are, you know, that kind of thing.
And you can't profile anymore, right?
No, you can't.
But it's – I mean, I've seen the video of you know, kids with – these are kids. I mean, they look like 14-year-olds. They look like, I don't know, gang soldiers or something, you know. They're in their teens, and they have the hoodies and backpacks, and they just – but you just can't go up and say, hey, what's in the bag?
No, unfortunately, you can't. You know, you can't profile people based on, you know, race or whatever.
Right.
But you can criminally profile, and, I mean, you look for behaviors, and then, you know, you develop your information based on that kind of thing. But – in an event that large, I don't know how you would do that.
Do you miss it? The big city stuff.
No, I don't. When I was I had a lot of fun being a police officer in the city when I was a younger guy. Mm-hmm. It's a fun place to work. I miss the relationships and I miss, you know, some of the folks, but otherwise, no, I don't miss anything.
Good, because we're glad we have you here in Great Bend. Okay, Steve Hallmark with us here. We'll have more of City Edition right after this. Welcome back, City Edition. Steve Hallmark, Great Bend Police Chief. I appreciate the conversation about that, because downtown Kansas City, it is very fun down there by the Memorial and Union Station. But, sure. You know, thanks for kind of talking about some of those things in the big city.
Well, you know, and you mentioned that you were asking if it was dangerous. You know, they realize what the tourism and what those dollars coming into there mean. So they are going to devote extra resources to that. And Kansas City, Missouri tries to do that as mm-hmm. best they can. So
what's KCK, Kansas City, Missouri? What's different about them?
Well, Kansas, obviously, Kansas is on the good side of the state line.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the big thing in Kansas City, Kansas is, you know, the legends and, you know, NASCAR and Sporting Kansas City and those kinds of things. And that's what brings the tourism to that city. And, you know, that's only been there for 15 or 20 years. Uh-huh. Before that, it was kind of a city that was struggling. And, you know, I kind of wondered once upon a time if we were going to – I was going to make it to my retirement there if we'd have a city left. But fortunately, they did get that injection of tourism, and it kind of saved that city, in my opinion.
Yeah, so is that Wyandotte County then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, all right, Wyandotte County. Okay, what's going on with any outreach programs, or how's that going, and some things where we can see Great Bend PD out in the public?
Well, for sure, every Friday we do a rotating lunch event with the schools, and we go to a different grade school or the kindergarten and eat lunch with a select group of kids every Friday. And our friends at Pizza Hut donate pizza, and we go and have juice and talk, and that's always a good time. Sometimes we can talk them into playing Foursquare afterwards and have a good time. And then, you know, as it starts to warm up, we're going to step up our outside activities. There are a few things on the horizon. You know, we were just talking at a meeting this morning. We're starting to plan for June jaunt and party in the park. And then, of course, we have the Air Fest coming up later this year. So a lot of big things coming up. But we'll be out at all those for sure and others.
Most frequently asked question of a Great Bend police officer from a kindergartner.
Gosh. Well, they stare at the equipment belt. Okay. They want to know what everything is on there.
Okay.
That's a fun conversation.
It's great to have you guys out in the public like that. Steve, anything else today?
I would just ask folks, as it starts to warm up more, kids are going to be out, they're going to be playing, so please slow down, take your time, look around, because when they're chasing a ball, they're not thinking about cars.
Nope, outside playing, that's a good thing. Steve, thanks a lot. Steve Hallmark with us, Great Bend Police Chief on City Edition today on 1590 KVGB and 95.5 FM.